Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd will fly to East Timor tomorrow to show solidarity after assassination attempts on its leaders this week. Rebels opened fire on the East Timorese Prime Minister and President in coordinated attacks on Monday. President José Ramos Horta was critically wounded and was flown to Australia for treatment. Meanwhile, Australian troops in East Timor, backed by helicopters, hunted today for suspects in the attack. We spoke to the Minister for Fishing and Agriculture and representative of the East Timorese government at the IFAD Governors Council meeting taking place in Rome, Lorenzo Borges Fontes. He told us more about the current security situation in the country.
The situation in Timor-Leste in general, you know, of course, people panic on the situation. They want the security situation must be under control, so make them able to do the work as a normal, and they can children can get to the school as a normal. So if the situation still goes like now, so the activity will be stagnate for some time. Even some friends at the office, they also working, but still not assured 100% of the security. As long as the security level that now undertaken by the United Nations police and Timorese police itself is well organized to overcome the situation, I think the condition will be well controlled or under control, and people will go back to do their normal activity as before.